Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Monday, August 28th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me once again at the Monday helm, my regular Monday co-host, Mr. Paul Edward Stevenson. Paul, good to have you back.
Great to be with you, Richard.
Yes, yes. Certainly no shortage of news in the time we've been apart. I mean, I really don't know how much you've been keeping up with the censorship over there. And, really, this is pertaining to worldwide internet in some ways, as far as liability, especially a lot of European countries, though. I mean, they're really trying to set a new precedent that's going into effect. And over here, I mean, we're suddenly, you know, we're hearing 6-foot social distancing is back in New York City. Okay, we have videos from this morning with people stressing that those rules back in place. The CDC's claiming a new COVID variant is being found in wastewater. Of course, I don't trust the CDC as far as I can throw them. But and then of course
I hope you've got your mask.
And then of course we're not supposed.
I don't want anything.
Right, right. And of course we're not supposed to put any attention whatsoever toward the Biden family corruption. We find Jack Smith's team had huddled with Biden at the White House before the Trump indictment. Of course, as much insistence that this hasn't been weaponized against Trump to deflect from their own far more criminal activities. But while President Biden has repeatedly claimed this, you know, that the Justice Department has full autonomy and isn't weaponized against political opponents, we have this new report. we have this new report by the New York Post, no less, suggesting otherwise. Okay, merely weeks before special counsel Jack Smith brought charges against Donald Trump for allegedly mishandling classified documents, one of his top aides met with the White House counsel's office, raising serious concerns about coordinated legal efforts against Biden's top political opponent going into the 2024 election. But of course, with all of these charges Biden and his son are trying to deflect from, Paul, there are many reasons why they're doing this against Trump and for that COVID and the rest of it to be in the cycle. Of course, they need to help them get people to be gaslit as far as the 2024 election. Of course, they'll need mail-in ballots and lockdowns about a year from now, a little more as well. But I don't know. Where do we start today, Paul?
Yeah, well, I mean, that seems to be part of the the agenda and the strategy is to probably bring in more lockdowns coming up to the election so that you can prevent any protests and you can prevent mass turnout, I guess, at the election boxes, so you'll have more mail-in votes. What's happening out there with the Ukraine situation, it's like everything they do backfires because I saw, you know, you've got Trump's mugshot. Ever since his mugshot, I think he's raised $7 million in campaign donations since the mugshot.
Oh yeah, I hear black people are giving him more support, you know, and this is specifically because he was arrested.
Oh, okay, all right. So they now arrested Trump. So now the black voters feel they've got more in common with him.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're hearing.
Wow. Yeah, we'll talk about spectacular backfiring and not doing your due diligence on how things might pan out. But they do that all the time, and it always backfires. I mean, the more they try to hammer Trump, the more, you know, sympathy it garners for him. I mean, I don't know what they expect to achieve, man. Do they ever learn their lesson? They just keep doubling down on all these things, you know, whether it's out there in Ukraine or whether it's with Trump, whatever. It's like the more disastrous the results, the more they just keep doubling down. So let them, you know, There's a famous saying, you know, when your enemy's making mistakes, don't interrupt them, you know?
Yeah, yeah, no, that is a good code to keep in mind. What about this whole censorship law change regarding the EU?
And I'm not familiar with that. Enlighten me as to what's taking place. Obviously, I'm over here, so I should probably know, but I'm not aware of it.
Yes, no, I mean, I came across some articles the past week or two and more again today. EU's draconian social media censorship laws are now officially enforceable, is the headline of the one I got today. But even from yesterday, I had another platform. I saw how yesterday is when it officially went into effect, you know, on a Sunday there right before September.
Okay, here. So it's just more clamping down and dissent from the official narrative and agenda then, basically, of the, yeah.
So, well, what this is going to do is it's going to fine website owners, okay, news platforms, social media platforms. It'll fine them if there's unacceptable content there.
Mm.
You know, considerable fines that they'll be liable for if they don't police it better with their, removal of posts. Censorship, frankly. But so yeah,
I think a lot more countries need to take, you know, need to follow the UK insofar as at least there's an attempt to leave the EU, because it is so authoritarian, you know. And it's just like, you know, people like Ursula von der Leyen wagging their finger at you all the time and telling you what you can and can't do and what you can and can't say and what you can and can't think. You know, it's just, it's intolerable. You know, the EU started off as one thing, but it's ended up just like, it's like some sort of Soviet dictatorship, really. It's just, it's just a pig with lipstick on it, really, you know?
Yes, indeed. Here, I was going to share some of these with you in the chat as well. So we had Disclose.tv, putting out some of this information from other sources. Big tech to face full force of new EU law. The world's biggest digital companies will have nowhere to hide starting Friday. So they're saying this past Friday it went into effect, but I've seen others claim that as of Sunday they could actually start enforcing it. Regardless, so when the toughest EU rules on online contents and social media first burst onto the scene, enter into force, they're saying the landmark law is part of the European Union's legal arsenal deployed to bring tech companies to heel and enforce order in what officials have described as an online Wild West. The Digital Services Act, DSA, forces companies to more aggressively police digital content and protect online users from disinformation and hate speech, or face the risk of heavy fines. And so, yeah, that's basically the gist of it, Paul.
Well, you know, it's just a, you know, upping the ante on, and censorship and control of dissent and, you know, same old stuff, hate speech and disinformation, which they decide, you know, they get to decide what is disinformation. I mean, it's, you know, everybody who's got half a brain cell knows what's really going on, you know. But of course, as usual, you'll have cheerleaders on the left for this who think, it's about time we bring out these people who love more and more regulations. And if they don't have the EU or the government telling them what time to brush their teeth at night, they're not happy. You know, you saw these same type of people that when it was, you know, with COVID, it's like they need the government to tell you, you know, everything you can and can't do. And they think, you know, they genuinely think that is the role of the government. You know, there's a guy over here called James O'Brien. He's just a complete leftist moron. And I remember him saying that we know whose job it is to tell us what day of the week it is. In other words, they basically have this parental child sort of relationship with the government and this naive childlike trust of the government, that the government's always got your best interest at heart. You know, it's just, so it's the same old thing. You're going to have a certain amount of people who are going to oppose it, usually about half the population, and then the other half are cheerleaders for it, sadly.
Indeed, indeed. And well, with a lot of these talking points, you know, yeah, if you support one of them and you're given rewards for doing it, you know, a higher status in society of some sort of virtue signal grounds, you'll support the rest of them, whether you believe them or not, really. I mean, because, yeah, you know, the trannies and the gays, of course, you know, they'll toe the line for any other agenda as long as they're being supported in the issue which is closest to their heart. But if Ukraine, the Ukraine thing too, I mean, you know, we still have Biden pundits out there in Washington trying to say this is the best spending ever. As far as, well, what, maintaining democracy, I suppose that's always the claim, isn't it? I'm hearing more and more about the corruption, you know, that's been occurring over there. You know, no one's, of course, going to be hearing about this by and large. High-ranking Ukraine officials accused of embezzling funds worth $62.5 million allocated for humanitarian aid, no less, during the war. I'll send you that one. Yeah, Ukraine's
imagine my song.
Right. You know, Ukraine's funding has been a money laundering operation for anything and everything, it seems, at this point.
Of course. You know, you can't maintain something, obviously, that doesn't exist. Maybe if they'd have used that money to actually, you know, create something democratic, you might have, you know, had some sort of success. But you can't, the idea that you're maintaining something in a country that doesn't exist, you know, it's just like, it's amazing to me how many people fall for this nonsense that that's some sort of, you know, democratic powerhouse over there. You know, I mean, you know, the place is, well, you know, it's a complete sort of, if you want to talk about the Wild West, that is one country which is the Wild West, my friend, you know.
Oh, yes. No, to be sure. The state it's in now. And
even before the war, it was like that, you know.
And there's so much corruption connected, though, between these guys in Ukraine and the Bidens. I had this other one that just was from Saturday. Viktor Shokin, the fired Ukrainian prosecutor investigating Biden family corruption. You know, that corruption Donald Trump was impeached for asking about. Has spoken out for the first time since 2019 and says the Bidens did it. Shokin had an active and ongoing investigation into Ukrainian energy company Burisma and its owner, that's Mykhaila Zakhlovsky, according to a 2020 U.S. Senate committee. But Zakhlovsky, who hired Hunter Biden to sit on his board, granted his own company Burisma permits to drill for oil and gas in Ukraine while he was Minister of Ecology and Natural Resources. Shokin stated in a 2019 deposition there were five criminal cases against Zakhlovsky, including money laundering, corruption, illegal funds transfer, and profiteering through shell corporations while he was a sitting minister. You know, but I have trouble focusing too much on Ukraine. I mean, our countries are being destroyed right now, and it's through economic means, it's through anti-white cultural means, it's through things like climate change propaganda and pandemic propaganda, and people don't know which way to look. You know, they're either getting whiplash in their neck just trying to even look around and attempt to make a decision, Paul.
Yeah. Well, exactly. It's coming at you from all angles, economic, culturally, demographically, medically, when it comes to this COVID thing. I mean, it's just relentless, you know. It's like a lot of people, it's just overwhelming to the point that I think just it leaves a lot of people numb, you know. The attacks are just incessant, and so, like I said, it's coming at you from every angle. It's exhausting even trying to keep up with it. I mean, in France today, they have banned, the hijab. Obviously, they've got a massive Muslim population, as you saw. The consequences of that recently with those riots in France, but they have now banned a thing called the abaya. It's another one of those Muslim outfits that women wear. So they've banned that now because, you know, France is very committed to secularism. For example, and you know, since the 19th century, any kind of French or Catholic sort of symbolism or, you know, iconography or anything like that has been, you know, banned in Catholic or in French state schools since the 19th century. So it's, they've now banned this abaya in French schools. And I fully expect there to be some serious backlash of this based on, you know, the irony will probably be about civil liberties and everything else for in quotes, a religion, which is very much an oppressive system, really, which offers no such freedoms and liberties to vast sectors, chief among them women, in the religion itself. But yet they demand, you know, these liberties and these freedoms in secular countries. So it's just this huge irony. And of course, the other irony is it's like the cheerleaders for this are often the same far leftists who are waving the rainbow flag for the rights of LGBTQ. And this is going to like collide at some point spectacularly. But I expect the French to probably witness some more of the wrath of the religion of peace in the coming days, I imagine, as they attempt to, as they bring in this new legislation, and they have brought it in. The education minister, Gabriel Attal, he said, when you enter, he said, secularism means the freedom to emancipate oneself through school. The abaya is a religious gesture aimed at testing the resistance of the republic toward the secular sanctuary that school must constitute. When you enter a classroom, you must not be able to identify the religion of the students by looking at them. But the problem is, you know, France has obviously, you know, imported a huge problem. And so now you're having this so-called sort of, you know, Muslim minority in France, which is a huge danger. Like I said, these people go crazy when there's any sort of, as they witness it, attack on the great religion of Islam, you know, which doesn't belong here. It doesn't belong in a Christian country, and it doesn't belong in a secular country, as the French are finding out.
Yes. I mean, but that is what creates, you know, the ultimate conundrum. I mean, do you deal with the issue or do you deal with the source of the issue near exclusively? Most people don't get the connection. You know, as far as Jewish power being responsible for all these racial proxy armies weaponized against Western culture in Europe and UK and the United States. Yeah, most people don't get that connection. They'll look at the Muslims or the blacks or the Hispanics. They won't look at who is actually, you know, rubbing their hands in the corner, whispering in the ear of figureheads among these.
No, of course not. And many people just aren't aware of them. And even if you try and make them aware of them, it's just like a deer in the head. You know, it's just they don't know how to process that, you know. So, you know, they blame their governments, but they ignore or they are ignorant of the fact of how aggressively those Jewish lobby groups are lobbying our governments to open our borders. And also every time, you know, I hear Nikki Haley there in the Republican, those debates, talking about, you know, her experience in foreign policy and how we must defend democracy and Ukraine and how we must protect from Russia. I mean, whatever you think of Russia, they haven't, you know, fired a shot at the United States, you know, or the UK for that matter. So this whole idea is just a pile of nonsense. And then there's always another refugee crisis that Europe has to deal with, you know? It's, you know.
Indeed. I hear that break music. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Monday co-host, Paul Edward Stevenson. And since we were talking a bit about the EU, Paul, I should throw this one in at this point, perhaps. Germany's ruling party proposes a three-year rent freeze to halt inflation. Rents are rising at a record pace in Germany, and politicians are turning to a price control gambit, which is, of course, guaranteed to fail. It's a social democratic party. And no surprise, this is the kind of solutions communism always brings, right?
Well, you know, they did a certain amount of that during COVID as well, you know, like rent moratoriums and stuff like that. And listen, it's a whole show in itself, the knock-on effects of that, you know, but ultimately it's a disaster. It's a bit of a short-term relief, I guess, for, you know, for people who are renting and, you know, put it this way, there's a huge disparity now in the UK, for example, with the housing price bubble between renters and owners. It's created a genuine two-tier class now, if you own property and if you don't own property, because the gap is so big. And so if you own property, you can put your rent up and you can hedge your inflation against that by passing on the inflation to your tenants and everything else. But, you know, when you do that, basically you create a housing shortage because a lot of the, you know, you have a lot of landlords who basically suffer. And you know, as I say, the whole knock on effect of that is just ultimately catastrophic. You won't feel it immediately, but yeah, it's more kind of a tax on ownership, you know, housing ownership. But you just have people digging in and not paying their rent, and that's no solution. But it shows you the desperation of where Europe's heading when they start doing that sort of stuff. But you know, if you're a renter you know, maybe they can bring that into the UK too, you know, because there is such a huge injustice now between renters and homeowners. You have a lot of very normal, average people who made a hell of a lot of money by buying property. But the problem is, it was just it was a windfall for one generation, you know, and that's it, you know?
Yes, and I'm, you know, hearing a lot of predictions how the climax of this economic cycle will be engineered, basically, because there'll be a problem reaction solution way that they're going to propose this whenever that point is. They can do whatever they need with money printing, with the manipulations in the stock market. It'll all depend on when and if they want to make the perception in the public such where things need a big change, which, of course, will once again benefit them for more totalitarianism.
It always is. There's always an angle, you know?
But does there really have to be an actual crash this time? There's so much manipulation. Is it actually going to occur? You know, I mean, my wife doesn't believe me anymore whenever I talk about the upcoming crash. You know how it is. And, will it be this year or 2 years from now? Or, will it not even happen? I mean, I don't think they'll try to go completely cashless. Or I don't think that suddenly they're going to try to have some international currency, anything that's as far-fetched as that. But and the money printing is so out of control. The money printing and the rates with the banks, it's so out of control already. I mean, why does there have to be a moment where they let the ball drop as far as perception?
Yeah, but I think the time will come when the whole thing will just collapse, you know, because either it's going to be through the destruction of the currency, however long that takes. I mean, I think it's a fool's errand trying to predict that it could be 2 years' time. It could be, who knows, it could be 20 years' time, because, you know, you could make a strong case that it should have already happened, considering the amount of money they printed up.
The private sector and government are gradually just merging. And traditionally, people associate that with fascism. Regardless of political ideology or just your value system, it's nothing about that. It's just the fact that the corporations and government, I think, are just going to gradually merge more and more to prop things up. And so we might not have some, you know, big crucial crash type occurrence with all these machinations.
Yeah, you never know. It's a really sort of difficult thing to predict, to be quite honest. There's so many variables, and like I said, you'd expect it to, you know, when you look at basic sort of economic principles, you would have expected it to be some sort of more spectacular collapse already.
Right.
But at the same time, though, like in the UK, for example, interest rates are having an effect on people.
Well, yeah, the property market could be one of the things that's just too big to contain, like you say, both commercial and private. I know that we're on the break again, though, so I'll try to have you give us more on that on the other side, sir.
Okay.
See the danger, always
the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shioji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shioji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Monday co-host, Paul Edward Stevenson. And so I just have to wonder, I mean, is there never perhaps going to be a crash with all of the machinations between the markets and the rates and the money printing, Paul? I have to wonder at this point.
I still think something has to give. For example, what you know, you're going to see a panic at some point among the middle classes. In fact, it may well have already begun because of rising interest rates, because these people, you know, are living well beyond their means. You know, the middle classes in the UK live like millionaires because of the, you know, the inflation has gone into their house prices, so they're able to, you know, free up a lot of cash by borrowing on the fact that they've not only got a reliable job, but that they can almost borrow endless money, such as the huge, shocking escalation in house prices. So there's all this money slushing around, and that's where all the inflation's gone. But once the interest rates, you know, rise to a certain level, then it's much more difficult to service that debt. You know, the two cars that you've got, and over, you know, in the middle classes in the UK, they're all 4x4 Mercedes, Audis. You're talking maybe 80,000 a pop. These are, you know, this is very normal in the UK. You send your children to private school. You're living in a way that you really cannot afford. I mean, maybe your income is maybe very decent at like maybe 60,000-70,000 a year, and your wife is maybe earning 30,000, so you've got a disposable income of 100,000. You take your tax off that, and you pay your big cars, and you pay for your holidays, and you pay for your mortgage, which is probably pretty big. But if the interest rates kick in and it's too much, then you're over leveraged, and you realize that, you know, you've been getting drunk at the bar, and, you know, you've been given all this free liquor, but, you know, now you're running out of money to pay for it. And then what you'll see is a certain amount of people, and it's already starting, I think, where people are going to try and sell their property while it's high enough, and to lower their burden of debt. And once enough of that starts to happen, it becomes a buyer's market. And then in desperation to sell so that you can free yourself of some of the burden of your debt and to make good on some of that housing increase, eventually you're going to lower your price if you're desperate enough to sell and maybe move to some other area which is not as expensive or whatever. And then that'll push the house prices down. And once the housing market collapses in the UK, then I can't talk for the rest of the world, but a large part of the economy in the UK is based on the housing market. Make no mistake about it. That's why they keep pumping it up and inflating it, because the economy is based on it. Because apart from that, it's just a service-based economy. We don't produce anything in the UK. You know, what do we produce? Nothing.
With all the land we have over here, far less excuses for such, but I have to say it's all too much the same case over here. It's mostly a service industry. I mean, some have claimed as much as 80% of the U.S. service industry in some shape or form.
Yeah, and what you're seeing now with these BRICS countries, at the same time, I mean, we can talk about a wealth transfer, which is a real one, when we talk about these largely Jewish-driven oligarchs that run the West, and big organizations like the World Health Organization, etc., and this wealth transfer that you've seen through COVID and all that. But you're also seeing what you're going to see, and you're already witnessing, is a global wealth transfer from the West, and its, you know, general economic success switching to the third world countries. Because guess what? We don't produce any energy. You know, I remember driving through France last year and seeing, like, you know, for mile after mile after mile, seeing windmills. The problem was there was no wind. And then you look at what Russia's doing and what they produce, and some of these other countries like India and Iran and the Middle East and Saudi Arabia, who are all getting together in this BRICS organization, and they're all trying to look at, you know, getting out from under the yoke of the dollar. But these countries are producing energy. If you have no energy, you have no industry. And if it gets bad enough, you don't have a life worth living if you live in a cold enough country. And then, of course, the industry needs energy to produce things. And if you haven't got it, then the price of energy goes up. So the price of your goods go up. To make that stuff, you know, for example, ice cream is very expensive in Europe at the minute, and it's because the cost of producing it is so much higher, because the energy costs are so much higher. So it all gets passed on. So, I mean, this is a disaster waiting to happen to the West at some point. But, you know, if you're not producing energy, that alone is just a recipe for absolute disaster. And we're not producing energy. In fact, we are going aggressively the other way, where we're, you know, and I don't think that's by accident, you know, to destroy our energy output and production. And as I say, you're going to have all these other countries who are going to be able to have us over a barrel, pardon the pun, who are actually producing energy. So you're going to see like a wealth transfer from the West, previous sort of, you know, rich countries to these third world countries starting to develop and take advantage of the fact that they're actually producing stuff, you know?
Yes, and no, you make a lot of good points there, where, you know, that could be one of the keys that really forces an unraveling in the U.S. as well, the property market, both commercial and private. And your
I
other
think,
points.
I think, you know, Richard, I think what's going to happen is it's going to – I think when it does happen, it is going to happen very quickly. You know, I think it's going to be delayed and delayed and delayed. But, I think it is a dam that has cracks all over it, and it's been held back for so long that people think, like your wife or your girlfriend, sorry, where it's just like, yeah, we see all those cracks in that dam, but, I mean, that dam seems to be pretty strong. It seems to be able to deal with those cracks. Well – one day you're going to be woken up and you're just going to be swept away because the dam has just suddenly burst, you know?
Yes, and I have read similar claims that the property market in particular over here, as you say in the UK, you know, could be the greatest Achilles heel in the whole house of cards. And, well, I did want to touch on the whole pandemic thing slightly more. But, I mean, you know, in general, free speech is probably the biggest battleground, I'd say, for this decade. I think the independent media is something that in Europe, in the UK, in the US, they want to shut down for good at this point. You know, they're tired of it even being there whatsoever moving forward. Because of how many people are now more open-minded because of all of the lying, frankly, they've done to us to this point. And so I think that is the biggest concern we should have. You know, I mean, there's an article from Blacklisted News. Elite crackdown on free speech worldwide intensifies. And we're hearing about this from all over, and I see a lot of evidence that it is the case. Yeah, they don't want the independent media to exist in like 15 years from now, if at all possible, Paul.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, it is the front line in all this, of course, you know, because, you know, they want that suppressed as much as possible because they want as many people completely brainwashed and controlled as possible. And, you know, it's a complete annoyance at best to them. And it's a genuine threat to their, agenda for basically the subjugation of all peoples, particularly the white Western Europeans. And we know who's driving this desire for subjugation ultimately.
Absolutely. And this is in reference to all of the agendas we were naming near the start of the program. I mean, if you take out the independent media, people won't understand the truth on any of these matters. And it will be very easy for them to continue along to complete totalitarianism without any resistance.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. And, you know, and this is why we have a sympathy towards a certain leader in the last century, you know, for all the hatred that came his way. You know, there's always some sympathy there because we know what he was dealing with, very similar to what we're dealing with today. You know, apart from the fact that he didn't even have to deal with the immigration threat that we're dealing with.
Oh, yes. And Jewish power has the largest influence over the green agenda. Make no mistake about that. It has the largest influence over these pandemic protocols, lockdown protocols and shots, and big pharma and, you know, the entire vaccine industry. People should research who's in charge, calling a lot of shots there if they're not aware. You know, we're hearing about these mortality rates coming in still from these shots as far as long-term after taking shots. Mortality rate jumps 40% in the last 2 years for people under 24 years of age even. Okay, so the experts, the quote-unquote experts are out there warning of increased risk of death 2 years after getting COVID. No mention of the shots. There's no correlation possible there. You're a conspiracy theorist if you think so. I like this phrase I'm hearing out there, election variant. Watch out for the election variant as autumn 2024 approaches. And I'll give credit where credit is due. That was author George Papadopoulos. He said in an August 23rd post on X. And just like that, the election variant emerges.
Yeah, well, I mean, how far along the line is it over there? Because I think we're reporting sort of like, you know, the spike in cases over here in the UK. So
we have this reports from just this morning in New York. They already have the 6-foot social distancing in place again. And I mentioned Biden is now saying he wants to fund a new COVID vaccine, appeal to Congress, that is, to fund a new COVID vaccine for everyone, whether they've gotten it before or not. Well, that's all going on right now. So, they want a round two for sure.
Well, it's also because this whole Ukraine narrative is going to start to collapse in, and they want to stop people protesting about that as well. And they want to stop people protesting generally. So if you can bring in these lockdowns again, that's a great way of doing it, you know, because you know, I think they're going to have to try and deflect and take, you know, take people's minds off that abject failure at some point as the reality dawns on people. And I think, you know, more real information is getting through. It's a shame that it takes people usually about 2 years to finally, you know, listen to people like us, or for the evidence to, you know, in the case of COVID, people have to die and have their livelihoods destroyed before they start to listen. But it's incredible when you think about it. When you do look at the evidence and everything we've learned from COVID, that they have the temerity to try and push it again, you know? I mean, is that right across New York, or is it in some colleges? Because I don't know exactly. I mean, I think Alex Jones broke a story about this whole thing earlier than some, at least. That's where I first heard it, that they're bringing in these lockdowns, or they're bringing in these kind of having to wear masks and social distancing and contact tracing and maybe masks on flights and everything else, you know. So I don't know. I just hope that people have learned enough that they're not going to tolerate it this time, you know.
I would certainly hope so.
If people tolerate that nonsense again, you hear the same kind of arguments for it, and people are prepared to go along with it again, I give up. Honestly, give up.
Well, we have a Twitter/X video post from National File that's out there at National File on Twitter, a video showing New York City police, okay, and New York City preparing for the next lockdown. We have police demanding, do your part, stay 6 feet apart. And that video was recorded just this morning, 12:33 p.m., August 27th, actually.
Incredible.
So yesterday. Yeah.
That's incredible.
And remember, the CDC suddenly is saying in the U.S., a new COVID variant found in wastewater. Let's go to the phones. We have a few callers who are in the queue here. First, we have Tom in Florida. Tom, hey, great to hear from you, sir. Happy Monday.
Yeah, hey,
what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Richard and Paul. Great show, Richard. Absolutely great show. I just got to say, you know, we're hearing about this new basement Biden is going to try to pull some more nonsense and go stay in his basement and try to steal this next election again. But listen, these illegal aliens that are in New York City, Curtis Sliwa, a guardian angel guy, has been arrested two times. They're going to arrest him again because he said he's not going to quit protesting all these illegals. They're bringing in tuberculosis. That's a big threat, not COVID-19. COVID's a joke. COVID was a Hong Kong flu in 1969. This is how the kosher schmucks have gotten away with this nonsense. They lie, connive, cheat, and steal. By the way, Bob Barker died, but he left 500 acres to a bunch of donkeys. I say let's put all the Democrats we can, the communists, and stick them right on that 500 acres over there on wherever the hell ever it is, Wyoming or whatever, and just stick all these jackasses over there. Now, as far as Paul's going with they're going to try to lock down the country again, COVID-19. They don't even know where the hell they keep saying they don't even know where this came from. Well, man-made. Where was it made? China. What? China. Was it made in the United States? Was it made in Duke University? I don't know. But it's all nonsense. But I didn't really call your show for that, Richard. I called your show about this, about Slocum. They have a bunch of congressmen on today. They're bringing him in to testify in 3 weeks into the Congress. The guy's afraid for his life. They said he's already been poisoned. He said he's already been poisoned twice with mercury. They're trying to kill him. And he said he wants super protection if he comes to the United States Congress to testify against Biden in honor. Joe bumbling buffoon. Now, we got to look at what's going on, Richard. This Marxist takeover of our government by these filthy Zionists over the last 80 years is going to be exposed finally. And even if it's not with the mainstream media, it's going to be, like you say, independent media is going to expose this. Because, by the way, Donald Trump just passed $8 million for his mugshot. But you know what? He's going to need about $800 million because that's how much it costs to run an election. So he'll need $800 million. So let's hope he gets it in the next year. Now, let's go back to what I want to say. Yesterday I was listening to one of the shows on. I just happened to turn the show on, and I heard one of the new hosts cutting down a guy that calls in RBN all the time. He's a regular. And the guy was just trying to make a point. The other host wouldn't let him do it. It's the same thing with the guy that calls your show. James from Canada can call this guy's show and call your show and all the other shows. But me or some other guys that say anything about Zionists, we're automatically kicked off the show. But this guy, James, he'll talk to your show about the Jews. But when he goes on that show, he shuts his mouth because he knows he'll be booted off. And you know who I'm talking about. He comes on at night. You can't say a word about the Zionist power. Or you're a Hitler lover. And I mean, it's crazy. How is RBN able to handle that? You know, one guy could call in, And he could call your show and say all this stuff, but he calls that show, he's like a little church mouse.
Well, that's like not really something. Standard. Yeah, but if someone chooses to do that, I mean, that is free speech, and we can't really.
I understand that, Richard. I understand that.
As far as how people are on the air regarding other issues and how they are with callers, there, you know, there can be serious issues, but I'm not sure that. I have a couple
Richard,
other callers, Tom, but
no,
I always
Richard,
love your calls.
Richard,
we'll be we have
Richard,
the break coming too, but we'll be right back, folks. I hear the music. Stick around.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And we are back for the final segment here, Beyond the Official Narrative. Richard Carey with Paul Edward Stevenson here on RBN. And yeah, no, if someone wants to propose different theories to different hosts, you know your audience is a strategic, logical factor. If they seem like they have different perspectives with different hosts, that's not really something we can have an issue with callers about. That's their prerogative, quite frankly. So yeah, I don't know. As far as the, I think you were mentioning two different things, because I heard someone who was treated unjustly in the morning yesterday, for example, and no, yeah, I mean, something like what I heard there was certainly out of line and not at all justified or appropriate. But, I mean, I see we have two more to try to get in here. Don in Arizona. Don.
Hello. I heard on one of these shows, I heard that David Duke is going to debate Jeff Nyquist on Jewish Power. Is that just a rumor or is that true?
I know that they're seriously trying to arrange it. If it happens, it would be on William Repillum's Friday night slot, which is normally Jeremy Monday through Thursday. So, yeah, it would be on the Red Pill Punch Bowl with William Repillum. He was going to donate his slot on a day coming up. So
to
keep tuning into him, you'll catch it if it happens.
What I'd like to see is Jim Fetcher debate Jeff Nyquist on the JFK assassination. That would be even better.
You know, I'm not sure debating about JFK is the most productive use of our time and energy at the moment at RBN is all. But yeah, I mean, I suppose it could be interesting for people.
That would be an interesting thing, right? Yeah. And as far as Kelso, James Kelso doesn't want any talk about Jews because he wants to get Trump elected, and he also doesn't want any negative talk about Trump. So I mean, he's basically a pep rally for Donald Trump, and that's what it is, you know, and he's not all about big debates or anything. I'll let you go. Thanks.
Well, we have Daryl in Canada. Daryl.
Okay. Well, there's lots to say, but I'll just keep it to this. Paul, did you hear that Zelensky's upped himself here on the, remember he had that $700,000 Crimea estate that was sold by the Russians a couple months ago when they discovered it. But he just bought a $5 million house in Cairo. His wife, actually his mother, purchased it through funds from embezzled means, according to this investigative reporter. I want to hear your quick comment on that one. I'm sure you're in shock.
Well, you know, he's obviously pretty stingy in his Jewishness, because I'm sure he could afford 10 times that with the amount of money that over there. So he's keeping it on the conservative side. But yeah, I mean, where did you say he bought it?
In Cairo.
Cairo.
Yeah, in some really nice area.
Yeah, I mean,
Cairo.
He's probably got enough where he could just buy Cairo itself.
Okay, guys, I'll let you go.
I'm sorry we didn't have enough time. Well, Paul, great to have you back with us again. And everyone, check out Last Man Standing with Paul Edward Stevenson. That's 10 a.m. Central. And that's Saturday mornings. Paul, have a great week, sir.
You too, Richard. Thank you.
And folks, please go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page. We really could use your help right now. Things have been tough, to say the least, to keep RBN afloat. But please help us out to get through this rough patch so that we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.